Good evening. Welcome to our bi-weekly devotion. My name is Keith Roach, and I too am a deacon here at Thomasville Baptist Church. And I'd like to give a praise report that God is on the throne and in control. And we're one day closer to the end of this season of sickness, and our Thomas Village family has been healthy for the most part during all this. And nationally, we're being told that we begin to level off as it comes to new cases of COVID-19. And God willing, Thomas Village will have a drive-in service Sunday morning at 11 a.m. if it's not pouring down rain. We'll just pray that God will hold the rain back like he did Easter Sunday. I'm going to go ahead and read our prayer needs. We need to remember the lost, the backslid, marriages, and the depressed, the Christine Hensley family, Jeanette Kraft family, Zach Dunlap, he is getting better, Megan Moore, Ruth Roten, Paul and Becky Hayes, Levi Lynn, Donnie Fields, Rhonda Smith, and Sis Priscilla, Peggy DeBoard, Moselle Carter, Ruth Bowen, Patty Pervette, Helen Bowen, Ruth Bowen, Ruth Osborne, Hazel Stanley, Jeanette Carter, Peggy Stanley, Alma Bowen, Lottie Johnson, Jay and Ruby Keck, Phyllis and Hoyt Bledsoe, Kent Smith, Liza Fletcher, Henrietta Roach, Bobby and June Jesse, Margaret and Chet Wheeler, Wilma Jean Tomlinson, Wilma Williams, Linda Jackson, John and Carmen Shoup, Ryan Luke, and Danny. And we also need to remember Brother Frank Pennington. I understand that he's traveling. He's in Pennsylvania right now. And we need to take time to recognize our need for Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, provider and protector. Repent and seek God's mercy and favor. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we read our scripture. Most kind, gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, dear God, for the privilege to be in your house this night. I just pray that you would be with us tonight, Lord. Keep us strong, Lord. Keep us in your will, I pray. Lord, as all of these needs have been mentioned tonight, you know each and every one of them, and I pray that your will be done in each and every one. Lead, guide, and direct us, Lord, in a way to be pleasing to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we're going to be reading a few scriptures tonight, and it's going to be on what God's Word says about love. We're going to start out in Romans 5:8. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. 1 John 38:1 or 3:1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. We'll turn just right over a few pages into 1 John. Going to be reading from chapter 4, verse 7. Verse 8, verse 16, verse 18, and verse 19. John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and every one that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Verse 8, He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Drop down to verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out, because fear, excuse me, let me start over on that one. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Verse 19. We love him because he first loved us. Let's go over to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yea, not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. We'll go over to Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 3. It says, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with everlasting love. Therefore, with love, loving kindness have I drawn thee. Jump over to John chapter 15, verse 13. It says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And then in these scriptures, we're going to end it right here with John 3, verse 16. It said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The motivation for all this is that God so loved the world. God never saved the world by love, which is the mistaken thinking of today. It doesn't say that God's love saved the world, because the love of God could never save a sinner. God does not save by love. God saves by grace. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is through faith. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. That was Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Now, how does God save? God saves by grace. But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, and that whosoever is Brian, Keith, Ken, could be anybody out there that accepts God as their Savior, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Notice that the word believe is little possession, and which means to believe in Christ. That is, we trust him as one who bore the penalty for our sins. This is a personal thing, and we must each believe that he died in our room, in our stead. And what he's saying, that you must believe that he died for you. You know, it's so simple. If anyone is out there and they know not Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, the Bible says here, all you have to do is believe. And when you believe, I believe you'll asked him to forgive you of your sins and come into your heart. And if there's anyone out there that's heard this, I just pray that this would be today, that you would hear his word and know how much he loves you, that you would trust him, believe in him, and ask him into your heart. I've got one more scripture here, and this is for the Christians. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord. I'm persuaded means that he knows. Death cannot separate us. In fact, it will take us into his presence. The response of many of the early Christians myths when they were treated or threatened with death, they said, "Thank you. You will transport me right to the presence of my Savior. You can't hurt people like that." Life often is more difficult to face. It's difficult to face life than to face death. But life's temptations and failures, disappointments, uncertainties, sufferings will not separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Angels, I think he means the fallen angels, principalities and powers, spiritual enemies of the believer. That's in Ephesians 6:12. Things present means present circumstances. Things to come refers to the future. No height nor depth may refer to the space age in which we live. Any other created thing would include anything else that you want to mention. Absolutely nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is the center in Christ. You know, salvation is a love story. We love him because he first loved us. Nothing can separate us from that. We entered this chapter with no condemnation, but we conclude it with no separation. And in between, all things work together for the good of God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, again, we just thank you for this day. We just thank you, dear God, for being here with us, Lord, for helping us, Lord, and giving us strength. Lord, I just pray that if there's one out there today that has heard this John 3:16, I just pray, dear God, that they too will believe and ask you to come into their heart and save them. Lord, I just pray that you would be with our church family. It's been so long. We got to see a lot Easter Sunday. But Lord, you know when we'll get to come back. And Lord, your Holy Spirit will still be right here and with us, Lord, each and every time as we meet. We just pray, dear God, for all the sinners in the world today, Lord, that they would come to you before it's too late. We just thank you, dear God, for what you do in our lives. And you protect us so, Lord, and this virus going around and 5 cases in Scott County, your hand of protection has been on us. And we thank you for that, Lord. Go with us and lead and guide us in a way would be pleasing to you. Forgive us, Lord, of our failures, for it's these things we ask in your precious holy name. Amen. I've got a few announcements here before we end. This Sunday, April the 26th, we're planning on having a drive-in service here at Thomas Village at 11 a.m. And please let everybody know that you can, that we'll be able to meet here and worship our Lord. And if anyone needs in to the restroom or anything like that, they can get a deacon's attention at one time, and we'll keep it all healthy. We'll keep a 6-foot distancing. Monday and Friday, we have our prayer devotions, time at 6 p.m. Wednesday midweek at 7. And check out our Thomas Village Baptist Church Awana Facebook page. Got weekly updates and activities. And Sis Andrea Jesse and Brother Brian and Thomas Village Baptist Church is planning a VBS Vacation Bible School June 22nd through June the 25th. Celebrate Jesus, and do not hesitate to call any of the deacons or the pastors if you need anything. And as our pastor always says every time he's up in the pulpit, never forget, no one loves you like Jesus. No one has done as much for you as Jesus. And no one will ever do more for you today than Jesus Christ, if you'll just only let him into your heart. Thank you.